God's grace and His peace to you as we celebrate this day of the Feast of the Pentecost. We'll be picking up our Pentecost reading as in Acts chapter 2 we hear about how the promised Holy Spirit comes upon the disciples. It manifests itself in the form of tongues of fire and a great wind. And this day is really special in the Christian church. Yes, our Lord and Savior is no longer physically walking with the disciples. And so they were a little afraid, a little apprehensive, a little unsure, until the gift of love would come, that gift of the Holy Spirit. Once the gift of the Holy Spirit came, it emboldened them, it gave them courage, it lifted them up, it directed them the correct way. So today, as we take a look at this gift of love, the Holy Spirit, we have to ask ourselves, what is so special about this text and how does it apply to us today? First of all, we have to take a look at some of the special nuances of what's going on here. First of all, you will notice that the disciples were all gathered together. And it was in the midst of that gathering that the wind came. It was in the midst of that gathering that the Spirit came, that they received the tongues of fire, and that a special outpouring of the Spirit was upon them as they were able to speak a different language, not gibberish, but a language that was understood by others, so that the Word of God and this gospel message may be going out to as many people as possible. Truly, a gift of love. We are reminded that within this assembly, there was some fear and some intrepidation before this gift of the Spirit came. But once the Spirit came, however, there was no more fear. I don't know how many of you ever had the opportunity to learn a new language. For me, it was very, very challenging when I was learning Greek in order to enter seminary. The first time I took Greek 1, I had to take it 3 times before I passed it. Fortunately, by the time I got to Greek 2, I only had to take that twice, and the Lord was with me on Greek 3. I only had to take that once. So needless to say, the gift of languages for me was very, very challenging. Please don't ask me to speak Greek or Hebrew or any other language. It is very difficult. It may have also been difficult for the disciples, but not so once the Spirit came upon them. Once the Spirit of God came upon them, nothing is impossible with God if God wills it. As a result, they were able to speak a different language. Continuing on with this parallel for us in our lives, how many times have we ever felt alone? How many times have we ever felt sort of weak in the knees? How many times have we ever felt a little unsure of ourselves? If so, you were in the same place that the disciples were before this gift of love, this gift of the Holy Spirit. Let me also connect in here for today, as one of my mentor pastors, so to speak, said to me in asking me a question during my seminary studies. He said, David, what's the third most sacred day of the church year? Well, the first thoughts that, of course, what popped into my mind was that of Easter and that of Christmas. And then I said, oh, Epiphany. In which he said, that's the very good seminary textbook answer. But you have to realize that when you get out in the parish, the third most sacred day of the church year is Mother's Day. Even though you may not find it in the Bible per se, don't you dare forget Mother's Day. Well, let me make an interesting parallel, because the day of Pentecost, I think, fits very well. For some of us, we may have had that nurturing mother, that mother who cares for us, who loves us, who feeds us, and nourishes us. This is also same as true as the gift of the Holy Spirit, that gift of love. As like the disciples, as we are gathering together as we celebrate this day of Pentecost, Jesus says, wherever two or three are gathered before me, and there's more than two or three of you out there, I am in the midst of them. God also says He's going to send His Holy Spirit upon us, and that when we receive the gift of holy baptism, the Holy Spirit resides within us. So in the midst of this assembly where God's word is being proclaimed, Christ himself is present, and Christ is present himself with that bread and wine, the body and blood of Christ, again, to strengthen and to nourish us. The church is referred to sometimes as Mother Church. The church that calls, gathers, loves, feeds, and nurtures us, just like many mothers do today. Unfortunately, whenever I have to make any type of parallel with God's gift of love to anything this side of heaven, some of my analogies will break down. Unfortunately, we live in a broken world where not all mothers are loving. Not all mothers are present. Some mothers may be absent either by purpose or not by purpose. Some mothers may already be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in heaven above, in which we rejoice, but yet our heart still longs to be with them and to feel their presence. This day, as we come and gather, Mother Church may not be able to replace that physical touch of a loving, caring mother. But through the Holy Spirit can touch us in ways to nurture us, to encourage us, as we gather together amongst good Christian friends, to lift each other up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, the Holy Spirit is there to encourage us, to love us, to bring us back together again. And that's why the title of this message is The Gift of Love, because very often we just think of the Holy Spirit as something that just comes upon us during baptism, which is true. But we sometimes fail to understand that, yes, the Holy Spirit is there to encourage us. At a time when in our lives when we're sort of like little children and we're really dependent upon our moms to sort of love and to hold us and to take care of us, the Holy Spirit is there in our adult life, again, to nurture us, to give us that love, to give us that peace, to show us that care that comes from Christ and Christ alone. The gift of the Holy Spirit, that gift of love, is there to do nothing but to point us to Christ and to remind us that, yes, He did die on the cross. He did rise from the dead. He did ascend into heaven. And He promised His own Spirit to come to lead us, to love us, and to nurture us. Please notice also in our text that all the disciples received the gift. And it was a full gift. There's no partial gifts here. There's no substitutions or exchanges of gifts. It is the full gift of the Spirit. They didn't ask for it, nor were they desiring of it. It came upon them. It was promised from God. God gives us this gift of Himself, His love, His care, because He knows what we are going through. He knows about the dark and dreary, the cold and wet days that we will be experiencing. He knows what it's like to be alone. As Christ Himself said on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? We do not have some absent Father in heaven, but we have a loving Spirit who is with us every day. A Spirit who is there to encourage you. This is why we come and we gather and we celebrate this day of Pentecost. And in the midst of this gathering, let me make another parallel here. We may not remember every single sermon, every single message of God, every single passage of Scripture that has been read, how many times we took of Christ's body and blood, but every time we do, we've been strengthened in the faith. Just like we may not be able to remember every single meal that mom cooked for us as we were growing up, it strengthened us and gave us life. It sustains us and feeds us. So also the Holy Spirit. We may not see the Holy Spirit in action, but He is there, calling you to come to Mother Church so that we can give our praise and glory to God, so that we can receive the gift of God, the gift of love. And once we have that gift of love, that gift from God, what do we do with it? As a mother a good mother shares her gift of love with her children. Likewise, as we receive the gift of love, we also share it. So for an analogy, consider for a moment a river. A river that receives its gift of water, probably from the mountains, the melting of the snow, maybe from a spring, but the river doesn't generate its own water. It receives this gift of water and then passes the water downstream. Now, fair enough, some of the plants and the animals take a little bit of that water as it goes downstream, but not that much. So it is with us in our lives. As we receive that gift of love, we in turn share that love with those around us. We allow that gift of love to flow through us to help nurture more people. That is what the church is all about. And so as we enter this church year, this half of the church year, we're going to have more messages focused upon what does it mean to be connected to this mother church? What does it mean to be connected to this gift of love? What does it mean when the Holy Spirit, who has sanctified us completely, made us whole, connected God Himself to us, is there for us and is calling for us each and every day? This is what the church is all about. So on this day of the Feast of Pentecost, we give great praise and thanks to God. We do not have an absent parent, but we have a loving Father, a wonderful Son, and a Spirit who calls us into Mother Church to continue to love us and sustain us, to continue to lift us up and to send us on our way, filled with the love that comes from God, with only one command: share that gift of love that has been shared to you. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.